I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
And we're here. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Yeah, we're going to get all into the Barbie movie. We saw it yesterday, but how are you? Crazy?
Crazy. I feel crazy, too. So, okay. Let's catch you up to speed here, because I feel like I'm in a whole nother dimension from when I was podcasting last. So, we podcasted, I think, on, like, a Wednesday last week, I believe. And so, we were still in New York. And then Thursday, we had our clinic. That went well. We went axe throwing at night, Thursday night, which was so much fun. And my very, very first throw, perfect bullseye. And then after that, terrible. My aim was so good. Have you ever gone axe throwing?
No, I don't think so.
First of all, it's weird because they say if you're a righty that you should have your right hand on the bottom of the axe and left hand up. But because of softball, I'm used to, or even golf, everything, I'm used to, like, left hand on the bottom, right hand up for any type of, like, swing, anything. You would be the opposite. But so that feels so weird to me. So I have to do left hand on bottom, right hand on top, and then throw it that way. But I just could not figure out the rotation of it. Like, I kept hitting the board, like, exactly where I wanted the axe to go, but it would hit with the bottom of the axe instead of, like, the axe head. So the aim was there, but it would just not stick to the board for the longest time. And then towards the end, I started to get it together again because I just realized that I couldn't really, like, force it to the board. I just kind of had to lob it in there. But then when you would lob it in there, like, the rotation would be better, so it would actually stick, but then my aim wouldn't be as good because I can't, like, just force it to the board. So it was trying to figure that out, but it was a really fun time. And I feel like there is one around here, like, around us down here, so we might do that, which will, I've seen this thing going around TikTok to do, like, alphabet dating, which I think is going to be really fun, and I think we're going to start doing that. So, like, once a week, you like, work your way through the alphabet, and you start with, like, A, and we can go axe throwing down here.
What's B?
Whatever you want it to be. Like, you figure out. It just has to fit in the alphabet. So it could be, like, beach picnic, or, like, barbecue, or
C,
Backstreet Boys. C, cucina, an Italian restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
A cucina. Cooking. Catching.
Good luck fish. With X.
Nah, we'll figure it out. We'll learn to play the xylophone.
Okay, that sounds really fun for you. Let me know how that goes.
I will. I'll keep you updated. We have not started yet, but it's not going to start this week. And not going to start next week because it's also a crazy week. But so we went axe throwing Thursday night. I think that was all we ended up doing. We just, like, went out to dinner. We've been on a French onion soup kick, which is right up your alley.
I do love French onion soup.
We've been getting it anytime it's on the menu anywhere. We're getting it. We, like, had it. We had it on the cruise, and it was so good. And then after that, we've been seeing it everywhere, and we just keep getting it all the time. So we got some French onion soup after that. But Friday, what did we end up doing? My days are all, we had, like, plans for all these days, and then almost everything changed. I think what we did Friday was we just had, like, a little family cookout with everyone, which was our request because we had it last year and the food was so good. We were like, hey, would you mind cooking for us again? So we did, like, a whole family cookout, had some, like, steak, shrimp, grilled zucchini, which was so good. There was, like, Parmesan crusted zucchini. So I good.
Love, yeah. Every time I have zucchini in, like, my HelloFresh thing, I'm like, gosh, I love zucchini, but I never buy it and cook it on my
See,
own.
See, we do zucchini a lot, but if we have zucchini, we mainly do, like, hibachi style meals. But it's one of Justin's favorite. Like, if anywhere that has fried zucchini on the menu, that's another thing. We always get those too. Zucchini's been his favorite, so we have it kind of often. But yeah, just a bunch of really good food. And then we made some s'mores by the fire. Did you hear about Elon Musk's satellite thing in the sky? I don't know if you could see it down here, but all of a sudden we're like, you could see the stars clear as day down or up there. And we're looking up, and all of a sudden it looks like what would look like a shooting stars, but it's individual, like, dots in a line. And we were like, we had no idea what it was. And then someone was doing a little research, and supposedly Elon Musk sent off just a bunch of satellites, but it looked crazy because we were just talking about kind of like conspiracies and.
Wait, someone said there's like aliens or something that they found recently.
Well, yeah. So not no, they didn't find them. One of like someone high up went under oath and confirmed that like we have proof of everything, basically, I think. I didn't read into the articles. This is just what I saw, like the headlines being, but it's something along those lines. So then, yeah. So like we were having the discussions and the talks about all this and all of a sudden we look up and it's just like, it was the weirdest thing to see because it's not something that you normally see in the sky at all.
Interesting.
But we saw that. And then the plan was to spend the entire weekend in the city. We were going to get a hotel. We were going to do all day Saturday there, all day Sunday there, and then just go to the airport early Monday morning. We ended up going to the city. We had kind of like a relaxed morning on Saturday. We trained into the city right into Grand Central Station. I felt very Serena Vanderwoodson. And but we got there at what time was the train we took? Like 11? Something like that, I think. So I think by the time we got into the city, it was probably around like 12:30-ish. And I've been craving pizza, which, funny enough, I'm also eating pizza right now. But I was craving just like a good slice of pizza. I feel like we don't really have good places like that down here. And I just haven't had it in forever. So we go to some random place that we just kind of came across. And I had a slice of vodka sauce pizza. And it was so good.
It was, like, I also saw you went to La Pecora Bianca, but what yes. I'm really craving from the city is a good bagel. I know. A good thick bagel so bad.
And we didn't get one of those because by the time we got in, we were like, let's just get lunch and then we'll do dinner later. So had a slice of pizza. The one thing that we really wanted to do in the city was Justin really wanted to get like a chain permanent bracelet. So we went to Catbird down in Soho. And all of them were just way too girly. Like, online, they looked thicker, and there was one that looked, like, more like a manly-looking chain. And then we got to the store, and they were all super thin and just, like, not what he was looking for. So, didn't end up making that happen. And then we just kind of walked in and out of a lot of stores and came out empty-handed out of almost all of them. I think Justin got a pair of Lululemon shorts, and that was about it, I think, for the entire shopping portion of New York City. Like, we really didn't find much of anything. And then we were like, well, we never go to Brooklyn. Every on the train over, like every place we were looking at for food wise was all in Brooklyn. We were like, let's go over to Brooklyn, see what it's about. I also wanted pictures on the Brooklyn Bridge because I feel like I never go over there. So I was like, I feel like that's like the vibe of the outfit right now, and I feel like that would be so fun, like with the whole, because then you actually get the skyline of Manhattan like in the background. Made it over to Brooklyn. Couldn't really figure out how to get on the Brooklyn Bridge and didn't really want to, like, there was, like, kind of a nice view just down below of everything. So we're like, okay, this will work. Like, let's just do this. We don't need to go all the way up into the bridge. And then we walked into one store, and then all of a sudden it is torrential downpouring. And we just kind of had to go out in it because we were in, like, a thrift store. There was nowhere. We weren't just going to, like, hang in the thrift store forever. So we got soaked running to just, like, a little sit-down bar, like, somewhere we could at least go in and do something. And then we sat there forever trying to find food, which I don't understand how, because when we were on the train trying to find lunch spots, everything was in Brooklyn. And then when we were actually in Brooklyn looking for dinner, all of a sudden nothing was around us. I don't know how it happened. So luckily for me, we ended up at La Pecora Bianca, which is one of our favorite spots in the city. I got, of course, the rigatoni vodka pasta. We had the burrata appetizer to start. And then that was pretty much it. So we went that night to this place that Justin just found. Did you find it on TikTok or did you find it just on maps? What? The Slate. Oh, okay. I found it when we were at No, I know, but just like on maps?
Just randomly like looked up like bars or maybe even clubs near me. And when I was like searching on maps, I kind of like zoomed in to kind of like where 235th Rooftop Bar was. And I came across Slate, and then I thought, oh, this looks a lot of fun. Pool tables, ping pong tables, kind of like arcade games and things like that. Did not know it was a nightclub. And now I was like, honestly, let's just go here.
Yeah, so we were just going. We were like, we got somewhere to just end the night. But it was such a fun vibe because, like you said, it's like there was bowling, there was skee ball, there was like board games on the tables. Just like, well, so that was in the basement, which is where we went. We went right, well, even to get downstairs, though, you have to like go down a slide. And then it's like all the games. The DJ was phenomenal. It was the perfect mix of music because it was like there would be some Spanish music, but then he would go, it would only be like a song or two, and then he'd go right into like some throwbacks and then some like rap songs, and then there was like Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, and like there was literally, he hit every vibe possible for the like different amount of people there, and there were some people going crazy on the dance floor. It was like a whole dance circle, a dance off at one point. It was such, ended up being such a fun vibe.
Shout out my boy Morgan, me and him killed it on the dance floor.
I mean, the circle didn't form around you guys though, so
it
must
have. But like the other two look absolutely crazy on the ground, like doing these random.
Yeah, the other ones like actually on the dance floor were going absolutely insane, but we ended up staying there way longer than we anticipated because it was genuinely just a fun vibe. And then, okay, so what day was that? Saturday. And then honestly, we were like cityed out, luckily, because Sunday we woke up and we're like, we barely had enough to do yesterday in the city. Like, I don't really know what, we're just going back to go back, but we really didn't have anything in mind or anything we wanted to do. So we just ended up going out to lunch with his mom. I had probably the best lobster mac and cheese I've ever had. And then they have like the nice Hudson River area right there. So there's a lot of like waterfront bars and restaurants and everything. So we just like hung out there for the day. And then Justin was like obsessed with axe throwing in this moment. So we're like, let's go back. Out of nowhere, a huge wave of not even a sickness. I don't know what it was. Just something took over my body. I could just feel like within like a snap, I felt I had a fever. I felt so run down. And I was just like, thank God we didn't end up going in the city today. And we kind of canceled all of our plans, because after that, I just laid in bed the rest of the night. I don't know if it's from my, so I was talking about this in the last podcast, but like I have another ulcer from my wisdom tooth, the other side growing in. And it kind of felt like it was stemming from that. Like it felt like when my throat was hurting, it was just kind of on more of like that side. And I don't know if it was from that or what, but like literally within a snap, I was just so run down. I could tell I had a fever, and I was just like, I need to just lay down. So I was just kind of down for the count the rest of the night, and then flew home. We both slept like babies on the plane. Like I think the second we sat in the seat, we had kind of an early flight, it was like 7 a.m knocked out before the plane even took off. Don't remember when we took off. Woke up as the plane was landing, and then we've just been in recovery mode since then. On Monday, because I was still feeling a little iffy, so luckily I had the day off. I had to get caught up on a lot of work stuff, but I was at least just like home kind of hanging out during the day. Back to practices. On Tuesday, I had a long gym night, and the AC in the like staff room was broken, and we have no AC in our gym. So that's like normally the only place.
I was gonna say, I didn't even
place.
Think you had any AC.
Well, just like the offices, the bathrooms, the little den, and the staff room is always AC. But there was no escape this time. So it was really hot. But practices were good, getting back into the swing of things. And then mom flew in, which was, she was supposed to fly in at like 8, 9 p.m. on Tuesday. I ended up having to go pick her up at 1 a.m. at night. So that was another night where I was just exhausted. We didn't get to go to sleep until, we didn't get home till 2. By the time I got like settled in, went to sleep. And then Wednesday, we had a fun day together. Should I wait to like catch us up on Wednesday? Should you catch us up until then? Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, great. Well, before I get into my life updates, I wanted to tell the Italy lock story. So we went to Italy July of 2019. And when we were there, we got a, well, we saw these, like, there's plenty of places, like in Verona near like the Romeo and Juliet. There's like a little love lock area where people write their initials on a lock and lock it somewhere and whatever. But we're like, okay, those are going to get cleared out. There was so many people. There was like no space. So we randomly bought one. And then we didn't end up hanging it there. So we just kept it with us, whatever. And then in Florence, it was the last night. And we were like, well, wait, we want to leave this somewhere. So Sean wrote our names on it and the date and hung it up on this like obscure corner. Like, I don't even know what it is. It was just a little hook on the wall really high up. And he's like, okay, let's hang it up here. I still have the key on my keys. Like, it's always on my keys. And one of my followers on Instagram asked for recommendations in Florence because she's studying abroad. And I was like, you know what? I really wonder if that's still there. I did not think it would still be there. But I messaged her and I was like, hey, Sean and I like hung a lock here 4 years ago. Here's like the map of where it is. If you get any spare time, like, would you be able to check and see if it's still there? And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'll go tomorrow morning. I was like, oh my gosh, so nice, so sweet. And she messaged me the next day and it's still there. She like sent me pictures of it. I can't believe it. It looks like the same, other than there's a lot more graffiti on the wall now, but it is so cool to me that it's still there, and like you can still see our names. They're super faded, but it was so cool. So I just wanted to share that story. Okay, so what have I been up to? Last week at work, it was the second year's last week. They're leaving. Now we're second years. I'm officially, let's see the countdown till I'm done with residency. I am officially done with residency in 11 months and 16 days. So still a very long time, but less than a year. We're on the downhill slope. And I was bored at work. And so I did a DIY hair wrap. I did different shades of pink, gave myself a hair wrap. When we did our staycation for our birthday, I saw they had like a stand that was doing hair wraps. And I was like, oh my gosh, so fun. I loved them as a kid. And then I was like, I could definitely do that. And I already had the string at work because I was going to start learning how to like do hand embroidery. And then I just haven't. So I did a little DIY hair wrap in my hair, and it's so cute, but I really don't know how I'm going to get it out, and I'm probably going to have to figure that out here soon, so stay tuned for that. Then this past weekend, we did a lot of work on the house, and by we, I mean mainly Sean. We do have a hot tub coming, like I said, I think in last week's episode, but there's like a lot of things that need to be done. I didn't even tell you this, Gabby. So Sean painted a bunch of samples to see what color we want to paint the basically like the new concrete pad / lanai flooring. And he found out today that Sherwin-Williams gave him interior paint. And before we can actually paint it now, he has to strip every single piece of paint that's already down that he used as a sample because they gave him the wrong sample stuff. So he's out there power washing that right now. And he has to basically do that for the entire lanai paint that's already there. So yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, but it's going to be a nightmare. Anyways, he did get us a little outdoor dining set. The people at Lowe's were like, this is the last one we have. Like, we'll give it to you on clearance because like you're buying it from the floor. And it was super cheap and it's really, really nice. So excited for that. We can like eat outside now when you're here and fun stuff. Went to the beach also last weekend on Captiva and Sanibel Captiva area. It's just wild to see like how, not how bad it looks, but like the hurricane really did so much damage there. So it was a nice beach day with friends, but it's just like so crazy to see like how many things were wiped out and like all of the gorgeous houses that are gone. And honestly, how many gorgeous houses there still are and how big they are. I just can't fathom living in like a $16 million house, but maybe we'll hit the lottery one day. Let's see. What else happened? The new residents started, but I haven't seen them like since interviews in December because I had a rotation yesterday. So I haven't met them. I mean, I met them like during interviews, but I haven't seen them since they've started. So it's just wild. It's going to be so different like having five new people at work. You know what I mean? Like there's only 10 residents and five of them left and now we have five new ones. I know that's like not that crazy, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be interesting to see how the dynamic at work changes. Then I was going to start talking about yesterday, but we can... Do you want to do the favorite of the week? Then we'll talk about yesterday because it leads us into like the Barbie movie and things like that. Gabby's nodding her head yes and finishing her pizza. So I will go with my favorite of the week. My favorite this week is my hair care. So Nutrafol, which is a sponsor of this podcast, not this episode, but they've sponsored the podcast before, and I've been taking it religiously ever since for months now, and my Amazon hair oil, because I'll tell you what, I braided my hair yesterday and I could tell while I was braiding my hair that my hair is like significantly thicker than it was. And I looked back at a picture last year because I still feel like my hair grows so slow, but last year in the fall I cut it to like my chin.
You did cut like it really short.
Like my chin. And it's like down to like here now. So, I mean, it's growing. I'm just impatient, but it's getting there. So I want to shout out my hair care because I feel like it's actually been working. And I use the hair oil once a week, leave it in my hair, and then shampoo it out. I've been washing my hair only once a week, trying to avoid heat. And I feel like it really is working. However, I do need to trim. And I might teach myself how to give myself a trim because I don't feel like paying $40 for someone to barely trim my hair.
I can do it next week.
Actually?
I mean, how hard can it be?
I don't know, but you would not let me do it to you.
Yeah, but I...
Yeah.
I trust myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I feel like
we'll
see.
I mean, part of me is like, can I just put it up in a ponytail and just pull out the different lengths of hair and just like trim the little length? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, start with the long piece. Okay, great. This one's long. Trim it. Then go to the next one. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you could try.
I don't know. Anywho, let's talk about your favorite. What is your favorite?
My favorite.
You kind of already did.
Yeah, it's Slate, because honestly, that was such a fun spot to just come across. I've never heard of it. Obviously, I don't live in the city, so I'm not doing a lot of research, and I don't go out much. But it was such a fun vibe for someone that doesn't like to go out, because there was so much more to do there.
Mm-hmm. So did you have a Shirley Temple, or did you actually get a drink?
I had a Malibu with pineapple.
Look at you. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's get into yesterday. So I drove to the... Oh, if you want day-to-day life updates, I am vlogging every single day in August. So head over to my YouTube channel. I figured that has some clips from yesterday too. But I drove over to the East Coast to see Gabby and my mom, because my mom was in town. She just left, but she was only in town for like 48 hours. But
literally
for the Barbie movie,
which I'm
so... We all
wore
our Barbie clothes.
Glad we made it work together just because of the premise of the movie and everything. But
I know
it was literally the perfect scenario.
Yeah, I drove over there. We went to AMC, watched the Barbie movie in our cute little Barbie outfits.
It's on nice reclined seats, our extra large popcorn.
It was so good.
With extra butter and extra salt, because someone just kept going crazy.
Yeah, I need to talk about that, because my hands are so swollen, I can't even get my ring off because of how much salt I consumed in that popcorn
yesterday.
Because you
put so much on it.
But it was so good. Ugh, so good. But my only complaint was that I didn't bring a blanket, and I was absolutely freezing in the theater. But got a large popcorn, a blue icy, and... Okay, before we get into the actual movie, I cannot believe the cost of movie tickets. For three movie tickets, it was $42. What? How are they in business? $42 for three movie tickets.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. A lot of people seemed like they had the AMC whatever kind of subscription, and maybe you get like an extreme discount if you sign up and you go like so many times. But I mean, granted, we were in like the nicer theater with like the big reclined seats, and
I feel like most theaters are like that these days.
Really? I haven't been to a theater.
I don't know. I haven't been to a movie, but I feel like, I mean, I don't know, maybe not, but yeah, it was nice. But for $42 for movie tickets, I just think that that's wild.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, I sound like an old lady, but I remember when we had a dollar theater in Erie.
Yeah, but that
dollar.
Was like a, aren't those like the matinee shows?
I don't know.
Or were they all a dollar?
Still. I thought they were all a dollar. I don't know. But anyways, we, after the Barbie movie, which we will get into all of that in a minute, we had Italian food. Actually, I just ate your leftovers for lunch. They
nice.
Were pretty good. And talked business stuff and made a schedule for the month to keep everything rolling, which is so, so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a shared iCalendar, so I can just put things on that. And exciting things coming. Look forward to some updates on business things that we can't really talk about right now, but they're on the horizon. But anyways, let's get into the Barbie movie, because I think that's going to be what we chat about for the rest of this podcast, because I was blown away. Granted, didn't love... There was only one scene I did not like, and it was the stupid dance fight between the Kens. That was just too long. I, like... It was too much for me. That was, like, really dumb. But I thought the movie itself, I was worried it was going to be like too woke. Like,
really?
Don't get me wrong. You know, Gabby and I, like, we stand for social issues of all groups of people, including women. But I was afraid it was going to be like, I don't know, like too, kind of like how the beginning of the movie was, where it was like Barbies rule the world and that's that. Like, but it was so smart and like so well done and like so good.
It was so good. And she went into it like not knowing anything. I feel like I've already seen like the premise of everything on social media. But I'm also, we're very different in that way. Like, I don't mind spoilers because I know I'm still going to want to watch it. But like, Lexi likes to go into things like completely blind and really get her first impression of everything. But yeah, I don't want to, obviously, if you haven't seen it yet, I'm sure we'll talk about things that
if you don't want to be spoiled, you can click off here. You listen to a good chunk of the episode already.
I mean, I don't think we're going to spoil the movie, but...
I don't think so either. I mean, I don't know. It's not really something that you can spoil. Like, it wasn't like it was a twist or...
But Margot Robbie was phenomenal, and America Ferrera, phenomenal. I actually think America Ferrera did such a good job.
I agree.
In that movie.
You didn't like, as I was just getting into that, you weren't a fan of the Ryan Gosling as Ken.
No. And to be honest with you, I'm going to look up like some other blonde male actors because I didn't love him as Ken. I don't know who I would have rather cast per se. But I don't know. I just didn't love. He was fine. Like once I got through the whole movie, like he was fine, but at first I was like really irked by that.
But what about it bothered you that the hair was so fake blonde?
And he was kind of older to be Ken, in my opinion.
I mean,
like,
yeah, I think the reason why it doesn't bother me is that I could literally not give you one person that would have been a better Ken. Like, I can't, I don't know, no one in my head is like, that is who it should have been, like, duh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
And I feel like the whole premise of Ken is kind of like being like a try-hard wannabe. Like, he's not, yes, he's meant to be like hot, but he's not, like, he's kind of always in Barbie's shadow kind of thing. Like, he's not meant to be the hottest. So that's where I feel like Ryan Gosling, although I feel like, here might be a hot take, I don't think Ryan Gosling in general is that great looking.
No, I agree.
Was he when he was little? Because or not little, younger.
When he was little?
Because I feel like everyone talks about him in Hollywood, but yeah, to me, he's not. Oh, no, I don't think he was even cute when he was younger. The Notebook, I guess, probably was his best looking role, but even then, like,
I don't know. I'm like looking at a list of like blonde male actors, and to be honest, yeah, I guess he was, like, a good pick. I don't know.
Besides all of that, as Ken, he did a great job. So, like, I'm not going to be like he didn't do the role well, because I do think
he was fine. It's just not who I would have pictured, whereas, like, Margot Robbie is exactly who I would have pictured.
100%.
But she also had enough substance to her. Like, she's a good actress. So, like, she pulled off both parts of Barbie's personality, which
When we got home, Mom was, like, talking about Margot Robbie because she, like, for some reason didn't realize how big she was. So we put on Wolf of Wall Street, which Margot plays the complete opposite character.
I can't stand that movie, and I can't stand her character in that movie.
But it's just so crazy how, like, complete polar opposites of a character she is.
Well, and then she plays what's her name in the superhero movies.
Suicide Squad. Yeah, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
In Suicide Squad.
Another which crazy, I've never seen different those. Role.
Yeah. But she was a phenomenal Barbie. Like, absolutely perfect. But, yeah, I'm so glad we went with our mom, because as much as the movie was about, like, womanhood, which it was a lot of, there was a lot of deep messages about being a mom, too, because, like, that's kind of the inventor of Barbie was, like she did it for her daughter. So there was a lot of, like, those messages in it, and Mom shed a tear. Neither of us cried, but we're also not movie criers at all compared to Mom. Mom cries just about anything. But I thought it was really good.
I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of it is about women empowerment, but it was more so about, like, just living your life and, like, loving who you are and realizing that, like, it's tough for everyone out there. And I don't know, I just feel like, aside from the lessons of the movie, the actual production of it was so good. Like, how meshed the two worlds and, like,
and then even there was, like, a third voice at some time. So, like, there was the one part where Margot's, like, crying and she's like, I'm not pretty anymore. And then the voice literally comes in, was like, hello, producers, if you really wanted to get this point across, like, maybe you shouldn't have used Margot Robbie saying she's not pretty. And, like, just little things like that that were just, like, done so well.
I thought they absolutely nailed it. And okay, so I will say it's not for kids. Like, a lot of people have been saying, like, they're disappointed because they brought their kids to see it. It's certainly not a kids' film. And I don't know, like, the trailer left so many questions for people that I feel like it, I can understand where people would have thought that.
But I also don't think it's not for kids. Like, the kids won't understand any of it. But I don't necessarily think it's not for kids. Over the top of, like...
I mean, it wasn't inappropriate, but I'm just saying, like, it's not a kid's movie.
No, it was definitely the target audience. Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. I think some of my favorite parts were just, like, remembering all of the different Barbies and, like, even though I didn't play with Barbies, again, just so smart of them to, like, even bring in the discontinued ones and, like...
I didn't realize that, like, every Barbie was going to be a specific Barbie that existed, and I loved that, and that they had the same names, and they had the same... And they would, like, hint to, like, some of their nuances and, like, slogans and... like, in my head, I just thought, like, okay, they're going to be Barbies. Like, everyone's just a Barbie. But it was very specific to the Barbies that existed. And I absolutely loved that.
The number one word I would use to describe the movie would be smart. Like, I just think it is a very, very smart movie. Like, the humor was witty. The thought behind everything was just so cohesive. Like, I just I thought it was great. I really want to see it again with Sean. I'm hoping it, like, comes onto, like, a streaming service soon.
It says it's coming to Max in the fall.
Ooh, okay. When do you think fall is? September?
Yeah, I don't know. September, October, November. I feel like all of those could be considered fall, so who knows?
I loved the, like, transformation into, like, real life. And I thought it was really cool how they addressed, like, what they thought Barbie was going to mean to girls versus, like, what it actually did to them. Like, I don't know. I, again, just, it was a very smart
and,
movie. It was very,
and the,
very well,
like,
done.
The hint to those four being Bratz dolls at the cafeteria
okay,
table.
Where did you hear that? Because they didn't even say any of their names. They said Sasha.
Sasha, and the mom calls Sasha, what is it? Her nickname that is very specific to her Bratz doll.
Because you said that, and I was like,
Boo.
Oh, cool, but...
So all of them were technically like the four Bratz dolls. They didn't give them names. But then the mom picks her up and she's like, hey, Bunny Boo. And the Bratz card for Sasha literally says, like, nickname, Bunny Boo.
Interesting. So
they obviously
was
couldn't call them out as Bratz because it's like Barbie versus Bratz. Like, but it was intentional.
I wanted them to just say the other girls' names. Like, call one of them, call the blonde one Chloe. Like, make it a little bit more obvious. But yeah.
Well, okay. So. I was trying to find a good quiz of, like, which Barbie movie character are you, and all of them were just giving me, like, old Barbie things, like, not specific to this movie. I don't know why I couldn't find it.
There is one to this movie
on
BuzzFeed.
But I found which Barbie movie character are you according to astrology, and Taurus is Midge.
That's funny.
It says,
that's Cancer.
Justice for Midge. Like a Taurus, Midge never sways in her decision. Whoa, Verizon ad. That just took up my whole screen, and you're giving me no X to get out of it. That's annoying. Let's try that again.
Okay, there definitely is a BuzzFeed quiz, though. I took it.
I know, you said you got Ken.
I got Ken. It was, which Barbie are you? And I got Ken. I'm like, cool.
It says, justice for Midge. Like a Taurus, Midge never sways in her decision-making and listens to her heart. Her loyalty to Barbie as her BFF is 100%. Midge is totally content with having stability in her home life. In true Taurus fashion, she relishes in being partnered up with Alan and getting pregnant, which makes her blissful sure. She's pregnant
I didn't
with
know
Alan's
that,
kid.
Yes, why didn't I know that? They didn't say that at all in the movie.
Since they're Barbie and Ken's besties, Midge and Alan are on their way to being a mid-power couple in Barbie land.
Interesting. What's Cancer? Because that's my zodiac sign.
Let's see. We got... Oh, you're Mermaid Barbie.
Love that.
And
me.
I have another Verizon ad that's not... This is crazy. Teen Vogue, really? You need to get your check that bad? I can't even,
well,
like...
Nobody buys the magazines anymore, so probably...
Okay. As the first water sign of the zodiac, Cancers are ruled by the moon. This makes them intuitive and sensitive... Their longing and desire for love are reminiscent of a siren's call. All the more reason the mermaid Barbie defines them. Although Cancers can get swept up in the sea of emotion when the tide is high, they have the wherewithal to find their way back to Earth, also known as the Barbie Ocean. Kind of cheesy. Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, you should find that other BuzzFeed quiz because I know it exists.
I'll try to find it, and if I do it, we'll put it on our stories. On the podcast story of which ones we are. Maybe you can take it again. I'm surprised you didn't get Weird Barbie.
I'm surprised I didn't get Weird Barbie.
That cracked me up. And I love that, like, in one of the most, like, hard-hitting emotional scenes of the movie, Weird Barbie is just in a split in the back. Like,
oh my god, I was dying. I literally couldn't stop looking at her. It was, oh my gosh, it was, again, I'm surprised I didn't get Weird Barbie too, honestly. I was thinking that, but two, just like the everything is just so thought out. Like,
yeah, completely.
The fact that there was a Barbie that somebody messed with and that's how she ended up and then she stayed like that, and just genius, absolutely genius. Also, the outfits that Barbie and Ken wore, mm-hmm. 10 out of 10. I want to own them all. Everyone in their world is going to be Barbie and Ken for Halloween this year.
I was ahead of the game a few years ago, which thank goodness I did, because I had something to wear to the movie, or else I would not have had anything. And I had my Barbie shirts to wear.
Speaking of Halloween, I showed Sean the TikTok about the pumpkin arch thing, and we're gonna see if we can get the stuff, and maybe I'll try and do it. Sean's rolling his eyes because that's a lot of work for him, but no, I'm gonna make it my mission to do it. I can do that. Zip ties and PVC pipe, so stay tuned.
I love that.
But all right, let's wrap this episode up. And do you have anything final to add?
I don't think so. We go to Hot Shots this weekend, so I'll have that recap coming on the next week episode, also vlogging it, so that'll be exciting.
Okay, and in the meantime, if you miss me, go to YouTube. I'm vlogging every day. We'll see you next week on Outgoing.
Without Going Out. Bye.
Bye.